Hello, I'm Sarah and I'm one of the directors of Highly Sprung.
And I'm Mark, I'm the other director of Highly Sprung.
The impact of lockdown has been quite significant for us. We are a physical performance company and everything that we do is about working with other people, particularly children and young people. And lockdown immediately meant for us the end of all the activity that we would normally do.
I think if you talk to anyone who works with children and young people, it's much more of a vocation than a job. And when we first went online and we saw all the faces of the young people that we've worked with, some of them since the age of four, and they're around about 18 now, we realised that actually it was our duty to carry on, and we had a sense of purpose, and we weren't doing it because it was our job. We were doing it because those young people needed that anchor and that okay. Link back to normality.
So good evening.
Good evening.
Harry. Is anyone else going to say good evening?
Good evening.
Someone's like, I've already said it. Don't make me say it twice. How is everybody doing? How has week 8 been?
Long.
Very good.
Long.
Good.
Long, sure. Good. Yeah. Week 5 and week 7 have been tricky weeks for me, but week 8's been okay again. So when we went into lockdown, we were immediately kind of devastated and also determined. I think the fact that we work with so many young people in the city as part of our weekly youth group called Sprungsters, it felt really important that we didn't just stop contact with them. And we knew that we had to immediately find a way to work through online sources and to find new ways to connect with those young people through our screens.
Ruby's like, nah, mate.
Like when Boris posted his thing on Sunday, it just felt like history classes in 50 years could be.
I know. What is Nando's level of COVID? Now listen to my mum on a chat with all of the other teachers trying to find out desperately how they're going to open their school. And the answer is, they can't. So,
madness.
They've worked that out after like 5 hours. So
was anyone
No one's ever lived through something like this before. No one alive. And all of a sudden, we're asking our young people to try and make sense of a very, very complicated world. And if Highly Sprung can do that through playing games and doing different activities online, then it's our duty to
you
do it.
Scissors. You are out. Unlucky, Sarah. And rock, paper, scissors, shoot. If you're scissors, you are out. What are the chances of Mark doing it in the row? And rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Well, it's Libby and Niall. They're the only ones left. Libby was just...
No, and...
Oh, Ruby's in.
But Niall is now out because, yeah.
Oh, so is it Ruby versus you? So every week we get together and we play a range of games. I think Mark is a brilliant games master.
We've played Grandmother's Footsteps. We've played Rock, Paper, Scissors.
And we've invented new ways of working with each other online.
It's been really, really good fun. I'm still trying to work out how we can play battleships using our bodies, but I haven't got round to working that one out.
Come on!
It feels really important that we're still doing something physical.
Yeah, that's what we do, and that's what the young people expect from us. And if they're not getting up and moving their sofas out of the way, then I think they'll be disappointed.
I'll mute you, and then everyone will be able to hear.
Ready? Yeah, we're always making sure that in every session there is an opportunity to get up and get moving. And usually we do it to music, so we might choreograph something or we might play a physical game. But definitely get the heart pumping a little bit.
Jumping
faster.
Forward, backwards, side, round the world. Round the world. Stars, compass.
And get the endorphins going. I think that's really, really important. If our young people are stuck indoors during lockdown. We have to be up and we have to be moving and doing it with other people. It's really hard to exercise on your own. And when you're having fun and you're dancing and Sarah's shouting 5, 6, 7, 8 at you, it's really, really good fun.
Jazz hands for hurry. Woo! That's it.
Yay! Well done, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
How was that?
I think it was really important for us that even though we were working online, we didn't want to sacrifice the progress that had been made by our young people in terms of their creative journey with us. Every year in July, we do a week-long festival at the Belgrade Theatre, which celebrates the performance and talents of young people across the region. And it's called the Physical Fellowship. And our youth group work with us for pretty much all of the year to prepare a performance for that festival, which they then perform every night. And we were partway through the rehearsals for an interpretation of John Wyndham's The Chrysalids, which was going to be premiered as part of the Physical Fellowship in July. And I think one of the most heartbreaking moments was having to talk to the young people about the fact that not only would they not be making the performance, but also the festival itself wasn't going to go ahead.
For the past 11 years, the Physical Fellowship's run, and it's seen thousands of young people through the doors. 13 different schools and community groups last year performed, and for it to not to go ahead was a real wrench, not just for the students, but also for us. And I think the Physical Fellowship is part of the city's DNA now. It's been there. It's been around for long enough, and it's established a really strong following, and it allows young people to have a voice. It allows them to explore complicated issues, whether it is their own DNA, whether it's books, whether it's revolutions, be it political, scientific, or personal. There are so many different topics that the Physical Fellowship's addressed over the years. And this year we wanted to make it relevant for the current situation. Physical Fellowship this year is going to be Physical Fellowship Unlocked.
Physical Fellowship Unlocked is going to be a week-long digital festival, which will run out through all of our social media platforms. And I think we wanted to share with you a little bit of the creative process that's been going on working with our Sprunksters to continue rehearsals, I suppose, in some new form, as we've continued our weekly sessions with them online and continued a new creative process. So kind of carried on from where we left off in the rehearsal room together, thinking about the themes and messages in John Wyndham's The Chrysalids, and started to explore how we can create our own interpretation of his book
and
through a five-part mini-series.
I hope still feels it represents everything that The Chrysalids was about. So that if The Chrysalids is about learning how to accept each other, including accepting people's differences, if it is about realizing that the world can be bigger than we perceive it to be, and generally having a bit of an awakening. So somebody tell me as well, what does a chrysalis, what is a chrysalis?
Isn't that like a rock thing?
It's a cocoon, yeah. It's the thing that a caterpillar goes into when it's going to become a butterfly.
So a chrysalis.
This is giving us an opportunity to look at how we can learn to be more tolerant and more understanding of each other.
What's lovely about the chrysalids is that when looking at it and that intolerance of people towards difference, we start to realise that actually that seems to be creeping into our society, and our young people have really, really picked up on that we are socially distancing, but we're also emotionally distancing, and everyone's looking at everyone else because they might have the virus, and everyone's worried about themselves, and we have built walls around us as we try to protect ourselves, and it's understandable.
And I think what's been amazing is we've started to set small tasks, and we did take very, very small steps to begin with, asking young people to record themselves carrying out a piece of movement that we had taught and learnt together, or record themselves saying a few lines that we had been working on together. And that was sort of a first task. And we've evolved those tasks over the weeks that we've been in lockdown. And actually, as the weeks have passed, we have seen their creative confidence in recording some really beautiful work through the lens of their camera or their phone. We've really seen that grow and start to see some real potential in their this kind of new digital creativity.
And once, when I was still young enough to know no better, I asked my eldest sister, Mary, where this lovely city could be. She shook her head and told me.
No.
But Mary, I said.
There is no such place, David. Not now, but perhaps.
She then suggested.
You could somehow be dreaming about times long ago.
When we first started in lockdown, our young people seemed quite negative and quite down and quite depressed. And actually, they're seeing the beauty in the simplest of things, whether it's the light shining through the trees or a bird flying overhead. And those things have been captured on their phones, and they've been sent in, and we've edited it all together. And it like looks really beautiful.
It's in landscape.
That's brilliant.
I was surprised, honestly.
No, that's brilliant.
I really liked the kind of the videos and the bit in the path. I really like, because it felt like immersive, and it felt like I was on the path and I was walking through the path.
We were just talking about with the path. When it's a video, it feels more like it's fitting in with the storyline, because it's like you're watching what that person is
and
watching.
It's still really important, I think, that we're trying to tell a story, and that there is a drama around what they're doing. So we're not asking young people to be kind of introspective and just talk about themselves and their own emotions. We're using this story, we're using this drama to kind of help us explore how we're feeling, but without it feeling too personal.
Ear of corn that's wrong. He burns the whole field. I'm scared that if he finds out about me, he'll kill me.
Dave, are you doing this in front of him? Have you lost your mind? You've got to keep careful. If he finds out, he will kill you.
No, he can't tell. He can't tell when we're doing this. I promise.
And I think what's been lovely is hearing them start to reflect on the work that they're making, and they still feel like there's a real sense of ensemble, of it looking like people who are working together.
How you have the kind of, I don't know what it's called, but like the almost white noise fuzz that you see on TV.
Yeah.
So it kind of gave the impression of like almost radio waves, but visually.
Yeah.
But what's lovely with this group of young people is that they are working remotely, but they're creating something together. And I think that's a really, really special thing, and something that's unique to Coventry as well. There's a real resilience in this city, and our young people really captured that.
It gave not only like that ensemble feel, but also like the idea that they're like talking in their heads in like the scene where it was like the definition of man and
I really liked your use of movement, and we tried to sort of crop onto
I loved that. I thought that was so cool how you like focused on little bits, because I was a bit worried like if our bit was just like completely
I think their work ethic has just been amazing. Their creativity has astounded me, and they're a real asset to this city. And going into City of Culture in 2021, they are absolutely what this city epitomises.
And it's been a lot of fun working with young people, and helping us really see that despite all of the boundaries that lockdown sort of have provided us with, that actually we can still be creative and we can find ways of working together. And it might be harder And it might certainly be asking us to develop new skills and definitely new ways of communicating with one another. But it hasn't stopped us. And I think that feels hugely important and exciting. And we really look forward to sharing Physical Fellowship Unlocked with you in the week of June 29th. And we hope that you'll enjoy seeing what everyone's been up to.
I'd just like to say that I think you're all amazing. I think you're wonderful. And we are living through history. And your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren will say, how did you get through 2020? And you will say, with smart.
Right.
Keep well, keep safe, keep healthy.
Any worries, questions, concerns, you know where we are, just get in touch. But otherwise, we'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Same sprung time, same sprung channel.
Bye.